Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G making a video about Indians love cows. Well, let's go. Yeah, in India, there's all kinds of things that come out of there. Some good, some bad. I don't know. I guess it depends on your point of view. Just look at them. They have this love about cows. Yeah, I like cows too, but I like them like with cheese and some side of fries, don't you? Yeah, those are very tasty, but Indians will worship them as gods. Yeah, apparently they think that the universe came out of cows. Yeah. Yeah, in Mexico they have the Day of the Dead, but they don't do stuff like this. We eat like little candy skulls and things like that, not candy poo, just saying. But it is good seeing how other cultures are and learning about them. That's how you learn and grow, right? Yeah, you know what? I just asked right now, why do Indians love feces so much? Do you want to see what came out? Yeah, let's look. Yeah, according to the Brave Bowser, it says, the idea that Indians love feces is a misconception and a misinterpretation of cultural and social factors. Yeah, it's according to Leo the Lion. Okay. And then it says the practice of open defecation in India is primarily due to the lack of access to toilets, especially in rural areas, rather than a cultural preferences for feces. Okay. Okay, so I guess it's just a culture shock, right? I don't understand this. What's the infatuation of fecal matter? I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's like a chocolate pudding. I don't know. You could do stuff like this. That looks like it's fun, right? Is it? Huh. Yeah, according to the Brave Browser, it says poverty and inadequate infrastructure are significant contributors of this issue. Many Indians, particularly in rural areas, do not have access to proper sanitation facilities. But then why do they worship it and start rolling around it like if they're playing in sand, right? I'm guessing it's some kind of initiation ritual, you know, like trial by fire, trial by poo, right? Just saying. Yeah, that's how you become Hanky the Christmas Poo. Anyhow. Yeah, man, this place is really odd. India? I don't know. What's the power of poo? That's how you get your chi, your enlightenment? I guess. Yeah. Mahatma Gandhi, right? The Ganges River, I'm guessing that's what this is. Yeah, I don't know what's the mystique of poo. It's some kind of thing over there in India. I guess this is the way how you get enlightenment, just by doing the trial by fire, as it were, right? Or maybe they're hungry. Yeah, I like to eat too. It must be some kind of superfood. But yeah, India seems like a pretty cool place. You could do stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know. I eat some questionable stuff. Yeah, in Mexico, we eat this thing called menudo. It's made out of pork and all kinds of stuff. Intestines, but that's something, right? On a side note, did they ever cancel the H-1B visas from India? I really hope they did. But you know, people like minorities, right? Yeah, it really sucks when you sacrifice for a bunch of ingrate people, right? Right? Well, whatever. Oh man, this world is so fucked, but that's what we like to do, right? Let weak people do whatever the hell they want, right? Yeah, we just have some stupid jerk-offs that are trying to take over the world because they think they know better than you, right? You think Dr. Evil here knows what he's doing? Nah, fuck this faggot. But what do I know? I guess I'm the one that's stupid. Well, I gotta go take off and do my thing. I gotta go to work, you know, because I gotta work for the master, right? Right, sir? Right? Well, this guy has his minions, too. You know, like in Spanish they say, todo se parece como su dueño. I mean, everything starts acting like their owner. Yeah, look at this chick. She looks like this fool. Anyways, goodbye. The world's fucked anyways. Enjoy.
Europe is the values of the Talmud. The Jewish sense of personal responsibility, of justice, and of solidarity.
Don't open this one. Not until Passover. That is so bad. Why are there yellow caps on this Coke, but on other Coca-Colas are regular caps? Why does this cap differ from all other caps? no cash. The reason is because this Coca-Cola has no corn syrup. Usually, Coca-Colas have corn syrup, but this one is a special run that Coca-Cola does just for the Jewish people who celebrate Passover, and they put real sugar. And actually,
can we see the ingredients?
We should have this the whole entire year.
Can I see the ingredients? Let's see. What's inside?
Cane sugar and caramel
sugar.
Color.
Nice.
So basically, if Coca-Cola was going healthy, this is the way it would be.
Passover,
so for Passover, this is kosher for Passover, and a lot of people stock up on them. I'm not mentioning anything.
Some people don't even have this, but let's look at what the cap says. Kosher.
I know, it says kosher on the face right here.
O-U-P.